all your adoring, you know, fan mail kind of voicemails that you want to leave. Any complaints, you can talk to Big Fatty's line.
That's right. And you can find that number at our website, too. So feel free. Any complaints, send to Big Fatty, because he loves hearing your complaints. He really does. He compiles them, and then he talks about them. He loves all of them. Send them to him.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
So feel free. Any complaints, send to Big Fatty.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1827 of the BFO for Monday, the 26th of June 2015. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend and more about the number one fan contest. Yes, everybody. Monday is going well, y'all. You are mateys today because y'all, today, the 26th of June, y'all, it is Australia Day down there in the future. And y'all, you know, Big Fatty's got a couple of celebrity listeners down there in the future. They got the little Aussie battler, Scotty, who's, he's been holidaying with his friend Simon, I believe, from the Ark, and I believe Simon and Scotty went and met the number one fan of the BFO for 2014, only for another week, Big Fatty, it's true. And then, of course, there's Liam. You know him on the Twitty as Carrying an Umbrella. Big Fatty, that's not how you say it. Karani Umbra, and y'all, then of course the most important, Australian down there in the future, y'all, is Straight Boyfriend, Straight Bob. Yes, Big Fatty, we love Straight Bob, and he loves us too. Yes, Big Fatty. So, happy Australia Day, y'all. I believe they get a holiday for that. It's kind of like their version of the 4th of July. Big Fatty, is it on the 4th of July? No, it's on the... I don't know if Australia does like the U.S. does and celebrates national holidays on a Monday, so you get a long weekend. I don't know if the 26th is actually Australia Day or if it's just Australia Day Observe. Big Fatty! Well, it's our new music for the number one fan contest. And y'all, it is number one fan contest week. Y'all, you have until 5 p.m. On Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern time to get your request in to be considered for the number one fan. Y'all, you just have to send an e-letter to Ruined at BigFattyOnline.com. And in the subject line, just put number one fan. And then in 25 words or less, tell Big Fatty why you want to be the number one fan. But it's got to be in by 5 p.m. on a Friday. day. And y'all, we've already gotten several entries into the number one fan contest. Y'all, the first one came in from that Patrick Plain. He says, Burkwater, I've been with you since 2008, and for those 20 minutes, all is right in the world. Thanks for all you do. Big Fatty. And then Timmy Sims, Big Fatty, we love Timmy Sims, said, I want to be the number one fan because there's no greater honor, and I love Poodle. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Timmy too. Gussie, y'all, a Big Fatty, I'd like to just say I love Patrick Plain also. I know you do, and so does Squeaky Kitty. But y'all, it's time to tell you about the weekend. Y'all, I hadn't talked to you since I recorded the Freight Little Show on Thursday night. And y'all, the first thing, it's almost breaking news, but I'm not going to play the breaking news, y'all, Granny is on the Twitty. Granny is on the Twitty, and y'all, he don't know what he's doing. But y'all, if you want to follow Granny on the Twitty, his Twitty handle is Rick, and that's R-I-C underscore I-W-R-C-H-A-P-S. So it's Rick without a K underscore I wear chaps. I-W-R-C-H-A-P-S. So Big Fatty, yes, he's on the face space too. It's true. So y'all follow Granny and send him a little message saying, welcome, Granny, to the 20. And y'all, and he ain't going to know what's going on. Poor old Granny. Y'all, poor old Granny indeed. Y'all, I've got a story to tell you about Granny for this weekend. But y'all, for right day in the coal mine, y'all, it was a quiet day. It was I don't recall anything in particular going on. Y'all, it rained cats and dogs on for right day, and so that was kind of nice. And y'all, it was just one of those cold, dank days. And y'all, Big Fatty came home on a for right day night, and y'all, I watched several things on the TV machine, and y'all, then I got a good night's sleep, and because on Saturday, y'all, I had to get up and go to the Aereo Puerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aereo Puerto, and take Larry Clyde to the Aereo Puerto. Y'all, you know, Saturday was his celebration of exiting the birth canal, and y'all, he and a friend of his flew up to New York City. Big Fatty, did they go get salsa? I don't think so, but they flew up to New York City, and y'all, they had a full weekend. They were going to go see all kinds of shows and things like that, and it appears they're going to be dealing. They're supposed to be coming back later today, Monday. But y'all, it appears they're going to be dealing with 2 to 3 feet of snow. Big Fatty, they may be up there for the whole week. It could be, because I don't think it's going to get above freezing the entire week. So for all of you up there, I know that Patrick Plain is up there in the New York City. Big Fatty, I hope he stays warm. I'm sure he will. But y'all, all of you up there in the New York City, I can't really. Big Fatty, you don't remember shit. I know I don't remember shit. But anyway, stay warm up there. And I don't know if they're getting that kind of snow up there in the Connecticut. But that drum major Kev and Brian and Danbury Jr., Brian had his mule came up from North Kakalaki to bring him some country ham. Big Fatty, is it spelled C-U? And it is not spelled C-U-N-T. But I believe y'all, I saw drum major Kev was making some kind of nanner pudding parfaits. And y'all, I gave him a little bit of advice. There's never too many vanilla wafers and nanner pudding. And so Anyway, I don't know what I was saying. Big Fatty, neither do we. But y'all, on the way back from the Aereo Puerto, I ran a few little errands and all, and then I had old Veda on Saturday. Y'all, he left on a little vacay. He went down to see the mouse. Big Fatty, he must be wanting to be an exterminator. He's around those pests all the time. It's true.
Big Fatty, I don't like it when that death horn wings and you get a squeaky shot my car. Squeaky can.
Well, y'all go over there and I'll take care of this. Y'all just go over there and y'all can calm down. Yes, Big Fatty, we'll calm down. Hello?
Hello? Fart. It's bacon. I'm just calling to say, I don't really care, like, what you say with regards to the number one contest. I'm pretty sure it is a call in your vote, and I'm pretty sure 10 people will call in after this message and say vote bacon. So today is Thursday, January 20, what's the date today? Do you know what the date is? Today's the 22nd. So maybe it's the 23rd. Are you sure?
It's the 22nd, Mother.
Don't call me Mother. Oh, it's the 22nd. How do you know the date all the time?
We learned the Spanish.
Okay, say vote bacon, please.
Vote Sydney.
Come on, vote bacon. I'll give you a dollar.
What about French fries?
No. Patrick says you can have French fries. They're cooked in chemical oil. Vote bacon, I'll give you a dollar. Right now. Hurry up, we gotta go. Come on. Okay, no dollar for you.
Big Fatty, was that one of those robot calls?
I don't know if it could have been one of those robot calls. And y'all, that of course was Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. But you're confusing people. This is the number one fan contest is not an election. You don't vote. There's no voting. It's strictly you send in your entry. And Big Fatty, if you send an entry in, Big Fatty's gonna place you in the colostomy bag. And on Sunday the 1st of February, during halftime of the big game of the Boopa Soul, Big Fatty will be choosing the number 3, number 2, and number 1 fan of the BFO for 2015. And it's that simple, y'all. That's just all there is to it. But there is no voting. But y'all, anyway, getting back to the weekend. Saturday, what did I do on Saturday? I caught up on some more on the TV machine, and then Saturday evening, y'all, I was on that Stick It With a Poke. And y'all, get poor Gavin, you know Gavin, he was the number one fan of the BFO for 2012, and y'all, he fucked it up. He just fucked it up, you know. He couldn't get the music to play, and y'all, and Jim, y'all, Jim was pushing his buttons, I tell you. And that was that. Yes, Big Fatty. And in the afternoon, y'all, I got a testimonium from Granny going, oh, I don't know that I'll be able to go out tonight. I'm spending my day on the toilet. Y'all, he evidently had the explosive diarrhea. Hey, we don't need the details. Well, as he called it, a gusher. It was an afternoon of gushers. And y'all, I asked him, I said, well, what caused it? He goes, I don't know. I said, I'll check back with you later on in the evening to see if you're feeling better. And I said, take you some of that Imodium or find you a cork or something. Be ready, that's vulgar. And after being on the Stick It With a Poke, y'all, I went and got my share and everything, and then I sent Granny a testimonium. I said, all right, are you coming out? He goes, No. And y'all, I went out to the Dudley Do-Rights in Durwood. Durwood was there. And y'all, we were sitting there having a little drink. And then all of a sudden, y'all, I got a testimonium from my almost regular gentleman caller. Yes, McFaddy.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, me, honey, and squeaky gentleman callers excited. Y'all, we were there and... okay, calm down. He says, "Oh, what are you doing, Big Fatty?" And I said, "I'm at the Dudley Do-Rights having a beverage." And he says, "Well, I've been up since 5 a.m. in the morning." So I said, "Well, would you like to join us?" He goes, "Oh, no, I'm too tired to come out." But I said, "Do you want to come over?" He goes, "Yes." And I said, "Well, okay." And y'all, I only had, since Granny didn't come out to the Dudley Do-Rights in Durwood, had places to go and people to see. Y'all, we both just had one beverage, and y'all, then I came home and my old most regular gentleman caller came over, and y'all, it was just lovely. You're done, squeaky gentleman caller. All right. Anyway, then y'all came home and had just a lovely humpity bumpity with him, Big Fatty, and then on Sunday, y'all, I got up and I cooked me some country ham. Big Fatty was it? No, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. Y'all, then I talked to the Nip. Y'all know the Nip. He's out there in the San Francisco. Oh, so nice a name it was. Actually, he's over in Oakland now. Y'all, I asked him if he knew where the White Horse saloon was that, you know, that the Big Liar goes to. He was not aware of it. However, he's about 2 miles from the steamworks, a Big Fatty. We just kind of caught up. He was not aware that Big Fatty had bought the new Fat Cave or anything, and so it was just a good little visit on the telephone. And y'all, then this afternoon I made some nuts and bolts. Y'all, I got an e-letter from that Joe Z, He goes, "Big Fatty, what is your nuts and bolts recipe?" And I sent it to him, and he says, "Oh, this is delicious. I'm eating it as it's warm, coming out of the oven." So Josie had Big Fatty's nuts and bolts in his mouth. Big Fatty, you can make anything sound vulgar. It's true. And Josie is one of the ones who is in the number one fan contest, as has the Turnip Head, and we'll read their entries later this week. Y'all, we're gonna get all the entries read this week. So y'all, get your entry in. And y'all, then of course I spoke to the Hats and just checked in with them, and it's just been, y'all, it's been a sloth of a day. Just a sloth of a day. Oh, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Australia Day. Big Fatty, shall we throw a shrimp on the barbie? It's true, we probably should. Or have a blooming onion. Big Fatty, you had your gentleman call us blooming onion. Big Fatty, I don't believe I said that. It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard two of the kids from that Ink Blind and Confused little show. That's the IBC, Big Fatty. That's what Granny had, the irritable bowel convulsions. It's true. And Melissa the Confused, When people call to vote for the number one fan, what are you going to tell them?
So feel free. Any complaints, send a big fatty.
Oh, no, no complaints at all. Just send an e-letter, not vote.
Leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.